Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
All right.
All right.
So we did figure out what happened.
We did.
And what happened was, because I sent an email to Dan in Columbia, the guy who does parody songs.
Sure.
Yep.
I was like, hey, Fatboy didn't get the email either. He didn't send it to the right one. He didn't put a Y on the end of the thing. So he sent it to TRG Cop.
Then I got mad because I didn't get it, so I sent an email to Party Man Dan by mistake.
Oh.
Not Dan in Columbia.
Oh, the wrong one?
Wrong Dan altogether.
God, you guys are so
screwed up.
He has
email?
I was asking for ED pills.
Oh.
So maybe it was the right
Again.
One.
Go to @BigHurt35. Get a free sample. I don't know that that's his thing either. I shouldn't say that.
No, you shouldn't.
Frank Thomas.
Oh, let me turn around and dump it.
So anyway.
You'll like it too, I guarantee.
We do have it. So Joe Hendry, the wrestler, the song that we played a minute ago, Dan has taken and made us a Mark Hendricks version of it. And what we're going to do is I did see the truck. Was he in his office page?
No, I didn't see him. Sorry.
His truck is here, though. So
he may be visiting.
I like to think they're probably playing us downstairs in a meeting or something.
I would like to think so.
Probably hovering around listening to these guys. You believe we pay them all this
He's
money?
He's jokers.
What do you mean we pay them? Oh, you know what I was just saying. All right, here we go. Let's test this out. And if he doesn't hear it, it's going to be like, damn, man, our boss doesn't listen to our show. God, I love that.
He is the boss, man.
Oh, my God.
It works.
It Dude. Works.
Yeah, boys. I mean, right on cue.
Oh,
like,
God.
For real. I'm like The Rock right now with the that's
I'm not brown nosing getting him a chair.
Yeah, you are.
Can I hear that again?
No.
Please.
During the commercial. Oh, that sounded great. Did you hear the beginning, I suppose?
I didn't really hear it. It was more of a
Let's
calling. I was just brought into the studio.
I felt it.
You want to play it for Mark?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's hear it.
Well, I gotta give him some headphones. He's a guest.
Oh, give him the guest phones. Mark, those headphones have been worn by...
You know how to plug those in, big guy?
Damian Priest.
Training.
Gunther. You know, both of those guys, world champions. Jeremy Clements, he won a race once.
He
did. Yeah. Well, he's won many races.
Many.
But hopefully he wins some full-size ones as well.
You ready for a little sample here?
Behold.
This guitar shreds right here, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Play this at the Olympics. Like, this will bring the world together. Imagine all those hands in the air.
I see the response. It would take him a while to make his way to the ring. You know?
I believe. Look at this part here. And Mark Hendricks is so good. It is good.
It is.
This last part, too, is... I'm a little Mark Hendricks, and Mark Hendricks is the boss man.
Wow. The best part.
You should have them play that when you go in for meetings.
So inspiring.
Isn't that good? Hey, yep. Do you know where our damn award is?
No.
No, for real.
Just jumps right into it.
It was right over there under the lamp.
I got no clue.
So, we came in Monday. Fat Boy noticed it first.
Yeah, first one.
Because that's
here.
Where he sits. The award for...
We wanted to eliminate it. That's why it was under the lamp.
Yeah. What was it? Best radio show in South Carolina.
So what? It was there Monday, and now it just showed up?
No, it was not there Monday.
It wasn't there Monday.
That's where we kept it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it wasn't here when you walked in.
Right.
And this is the first time I'm hearing about it?
Well, I guess you don't listen. I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, wow. Look. Those are his opinions.
Yeah, those are your opinions.
They don't reflect my company or my employees or coworkers.
But we have protocols here, Matt, man, okay? there are protocols.
Get back on the air, Mark, that voice.
Can we play the song again?
I know how you won your wife over. I mean, you just probably caught her.
Yeah, can we settle something?
What are you doing
right now? Settle what?
Who does the best Mark Hendricks impersonation between Matt and myself?
Well, let's hear him.
Let's hear him. Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
That's your impression.
You got anything for me?
Let me know when you're going to start.
Let me know when you're going to start. Yeah, I like it. I like the guy. When you're talking about football or whatever, and there's like a player or something like that, you know, Mark will be like, yeah, you don't like it? I like the guy. He throws his hands up in the air. I like the guy.
That's what the impersonation is. Just, you know, a couple sayings here, there.
It's like a little macho man, Randy Savage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We threw that in there.
Like, fat boy.
Yeah, excited for the Cowboys coming up. Yeah, saw the new doc a couple episodes in. Talking about Irv and Troy and everybody else.
See, he's got more.
I tell you off toward the end to kind of, you know.
They both suck, fellas. Oh. Keep working at it.
We'll get there.
My Stone Man's better than my Mark Hendricks.
Oh, the Stone Man. Do your Stone Man.
I love it, man. Just hanging out, talking about radio, watching TV.
Jesse James Dupree is better than that.
Oh, that was a moment, too. Man, that's one that'll never die, brother.
Hey, can we get him on the show, by the way?
Yeah, next week.
Okay, good. That guy, he's just a bunch of, like a lot of hollering, but you understand what he's saying.
Yeah.
When he talked, but that
Mr. Big Time Know It All.
What do you call it? Is it vibrato? Like, what do you call that? What is that?
Tourette's,
called?
Maybe.
No. That like, you're not really. You're talking and you're enunciating, but you're talking from your chest more than you are your mouth.
Guttural.
Guttural. Yeah. Well, that makes sense. Guttural.
We've just been doing this for decades. Yeah.
Long all right. Time. So
when you were dancing Mark Hendricks, did you ever like dance at events?
Okay. No, that was so anti-Mark
you
Hendricks.
You hate me for mentioning that. That
was so anti against what I believe in life.
No UB40 in the background?
No. He was disco before it was cool.
So the award, like that's even though it had our name, it had the company's name, everyone's name, so that's stolen property now.
Well, okay, so it's missing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did he get reclaimed? Like, is that possible?
Well, first off,
did they recount and decide that we didn't win?
Well, first off, I did a recount. I did a count at the awards ceremony. There were two of the three. Where were you, fat boy?
Oh, man.
We.
Two of
I thought
three.
I was going to have to, like, you know, go to the hospital.
Why?
That's how bad I was sick.
Really?
It's like a bad rash from the couch.
Something came up.
Spreads up the leg. You ever heard of couch rash, Mark?
No.
It's a real thing.
I don't even want to visualize that.
God, couch.
I don't know how to get to Columbia for real.
Good Lord.
Yeah. He hates the Gamecocks so much.
I can't
he
just go. He can't drive that way.
I got warrants for real.
Holy crap. Why do you not in more? Why? I mean, like in here. Like it's been, I was said, fat boy, look on our archives and see. Do you know when the last time you were on air on this show was?
It's all tied around my song.
No.
Okay. If I hear the song, it's a calling.
No, but I mean, do you realize?
No, it's been a long time.
How long ago? What year would you say it was you were last on the air?
Yeah, I guess.
Probably before COVID.
It was before COVID.
Although I was here every day.
Yeah, you were.
But we had to stay.
Why are you winking at me right now? No, we were. We were all hardcores during COVID, by God. We
couldn't be around each other, but we were all in here.
We were here. We'd holler at each other down the hall and pass notes and whatnot.
That's right.
What was just
it was
said?
2018.
There? 2018.
The
hole in the wall.
The hole in the wall was the last time.
How come it's always based around controversy or things that problems?
When Fatboy said that, I was like, there is no way it's been that long. He's like, yes, it has been. And then I was like, last time he was just okay, that was off the air. Remember when he was playing the fart sounds? You had to come in and scream.
Well, that wasn't on the air. Now I did come in for that one.
That became a story of lore kind of on the show.
You want to reenact that, by the way?
That was one of the. I've been in fear of losing my job, but I've never been like scared of you. Like,
me.
You know, and that day, that door slung open. And these doors are not easy to sling open.
Right,
it's almost bank vaultish. That door. If I may, I know my impression's not as good as Fat Boy's. They both suck, but cut it out! Pause. I'm serious. Oh my god!
Did you think it was like a little slip up when you heard the one, or because it was?
You just went nuts on playing fart sounds over.
Well, it was over a sponsored segment. We had advertising tied to it. It was a serious segment, and here's Fat Boy just being salacious. And
that's our
it was
boy.
A lot.
It's ridiculous. So
I tell you, man, like
I thought that was the end that day.
Like I felt like you're not because you're you know the boss, but like I felt in that day like you were the parental role and we were the kids, like we got caught staying up late or something, you know, like it is 2 o'clock in the damn morning.
You that need to sucker, go to bed.
That flung open. I was like, oh no.
I know. And there was no, hey, what do you guys do? Cut it out. Pause, pause, pause. I'm serious.
He gave me the death.
I thought it was going to be like, don't even come back tomorrow. Go home.
Go home.
There's no terse verbiage in there whatsoever. Just cut it out.
Verbatim. No. Cut it out. Pause, pause, pause.
It was the dad look that scared us all.
Yeah, it had a nice edit to it for show purposes.
Yeah, it might have been.
That was passion. That's passion for the professionalism, Mark. I appreciate it.
There you go. So what? Okay.
Yes.
I guess we need to sit down, excuse me, and discuss this at 10 o'clock. We need to figure out what's going on.
No, we don't.
That's what we're doing now.
Yeah, we got it out of the way.
Just so you know, Fabboy, the company is not going to eat the costs in replacing the award. And
if it's gone?
After looking at you, I think you've been eating a few costs here lately, too.
Look, he's going to go on that
10 o'clock.
Oh, man. I just high-fived him.
I feel like I should complain to HR.
That was good, Mark. Wow. That was good. That voice, though, for real.
He walked me off with an insult.
Like, he walked. Think about that. What other boss gets to walk in with a theme song and then. This isn't just like a meeting. We're on the radio live. By the end of this, million-plus people are going to hear it. He just walked out and high-fived
him.
I got fat shamed by the boss on the way out.
Hey, y'all dressed the same today. Did you notice that? Y'all got a ball game after the show.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right, he's going to hang up. And also, I want to read this text. Guys, my name is, and I'm going to spell it for you, R-I-C-H-I-E, pronounced, and he wrote R-I-T-C-H-Y, pronounced Richie. But you would be surprised of how many people pronounce my name as Ricky. Those people are...
how many stupid people live around here? Yeah. Evidently a lot.
But, I see it. Woo! Okay. Let's bring him back.
I ain't singing this song.
I ain't saying his name. Because I still don't remember. So, let's make this real quick before we get him back on. He's been dating this girl for 4 months. They started talking at a Tennessee football game, University of Tennessee, not the Titans. She's proud UT alum. Her dad's a big super fan. He's got his truck autographed by Peyton Manning.
Go Vols! Vol Navy.
She thinks that Richie graduated. But the truth is he didn't. And he's about to tell her, and she will just think that he's calling her to say good morning or whatever and all that. Woo! And are you ready, sir?
Yeah. I guess so. Yep, I am.
Okay. All right. I asked him off there if he was sure he wanted to do this, and he said he'd get back to me. So, now he said yes. Here we go. We're going to dial the number. When she answers, just act like you're calling her on your own, and we'll jump on when time is appropriate or whatever, okay?
Okay.
All right. Just remember, too, a lot of people are pointing this out. You're 4 months in, and you've known her for, I guess, close to a year or whatever, but, you know, at least you ain't 4 years in, you know. You're going to find out, you know, if this was a good idea or a bad idea.
I know. I really like her, so.
Well, you know, it's that's life, though. Sometimes it'll throw you a curveball. Are you going to get hit by the pitch, or are you going to hit a home run? Damn, that's a good one, too. I'm going to take coaching up. I really think so. Not to tell them how to play, but to motivate them. That's something. Oh, here we go. All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hey, babe.
Hello.
I just need to tell you something. Hey, how are you?
This is Ricky. Hey, that's so weird. I thought this was someone from my office.
Why would you think of that?
Because of the area code. It's like where our home office is in South Carolina, the 864.
You didn't block it. Oh, yeah. I have no idea. I'm just I'm just at work. So, do you have like a minute or two right now?
Yeah. Is everything good? You sound like, I don't know, you sound a little off.
No. I just need to tell you something.
Okay. Uh-oh. What'd you go and do?
No. It's just about UT.
UT? Okay. All right. Well, what now?
Well, I just got to be honest with you that I didn't graduate. Like, I dropped out my junior year.
All right. Okay. You dropped out. Stop messing with me, dude. Oh, I miss you.
Yeah, me too. But no, I did go to Tennessee. I just didn't finish. Like, I don't have my degree or anything like that.
Hang on. Like, are you being serious with me right now?
Yeah. I am.
You're being serious? Richie, you've been lying to me this whole time? Like, why? Why would you lie about this?
Baby, I didn't mean to. It wasn't like
that.
No.
What do you mean you didn't mean to? You lied. This is like the same thing as cheating on me. What else have you lied about?
I just, that was it. I just kind of rolled with it. You kind of said it, and I kind of rolled with it.
I hear you. No, this is bullshit. I can tell. God, do you know what my dad, my...
Oh, we got to come on now.
Wow. All right, we have to come on now. Okay, you got to wait 4 seconds and hope she don't hang up because she dropped... I'm fine with the word. I really am. Is it on wrestling last night, I noticed? Mm-hmm. You dropped an S-bomb on Netflix.
Getting wild here lately.
Yeah. Okay, you tell me when. We got to have to pop on real quick and tell her. You ready?
Not yet.
Oh, gosh, she's going to hang up. Oh, is she hearing what I'm saying right now, then?
Yeah, she should hear.
Okay.
Let's just take it.
Okay. Rebecca, please do not cuss anymore. I don't consider that a bad word. The FCC does. Good morning. You're live on the radio right now. This is I'm Matt Mann from The Rise Guys, and we've been on this entire time.
What?
Yes.
Richie, oh, my God. This is the lamest thing that anyone has ever done. If you wanted to... Oh, my God. If you wanted to stop seeing me, you didn't need to... You could just tell me like a man. You didn't need to do all this.
This is what I was...
This is so lame. You are such a coward. You couldn't just tell me yourself. I don't even know who these guys are. Like, what is... I don't even know what a wise guy is.
Guy!
I'm done.
You're not a wise guy.
Oh, she hung up.
She got a mouth on her. And... God
damn, man.
Okay. Wow. Okay, several things. I've wrote notes down. First off, we'll go back. I want to say that she called you Ricky or Richie as well at one point. Another thing here. That was a lot right there.
Did she just hang up?
Yeah, she also said big old, she said BS, but she said the full thing.
Yeah, I mean,
she said bull S.
Mm-hmm. Dropped you faster than Tennessee dropped it to Ohio State last year.
Well, yeah. Oh, Jesus Christmas. Mm-hmm. All right.
Never forget.
How do you feel about her calling you a coward, though?
It ain't like... I mean, she said it was like he cheated on her, though.
I mean, this is exactly what I was afraid of. It just happened. I just can't believe it.
We're about to jump in on your behalf, you know, but to saying that you didn't want to end it. You know, you're just being honest.
Yeah,
she didn't even let me do it.
Because she said, if you don't want to see me anymore, just be a man and don't be a coward. And
she hung up.
And then she hung up. Okay. That didn't go so great. But did we down deep think it would?
No.
I mean, down deep in your heart, sir, did you think she was going to say, you know what? I don't care about that. I'd like you.
No, I guess not. I guess I won't be getting that invitation to the tailgate this fall.
No, you can still salvage this whole thing. She's not going to tell her dad because she don't want to look embarrassed to him.
That's
going to kind of hold that. At least to give you enough time to like call her. But I wouldn't wait longer than today.
Yeah, like, I mean, you'll call her, right? Like, this isn't like just done. I mean, I know it's 4 months in and that's a short period of time, but like...
No, I'll call her. I'm going to do what I can to try to repair this. I just hope she'll pick up and talk to me.
So listen, what is
if there's ever a time to send her a nude, do this right now.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Send a nude picture of Peyton Manning for her dad. Listen, when is Labor Day? Is that
we're a couple weeks, right? Okay. Kick off college football yet?
So do you think that maybe next one day next week, you would be able to come back on the show and give us an update, just if what she said or how it's going?
Yeah, I hope it's a good story, ending.
Either way, okay, hold on. Put him back. We'll throw you on hold.
Hang on, Ricky.
It's Richie.
I'll learn about
I'm
next
confused.
Time.
Right?
I swear she called him Ricky one time.
That's what was missing.
Ricky and Richie.
She called him both.
Yeah.
Like, is he trying to change his name to us or her? Like,
I don't know.
Somebody's getting confused and worked.
Well, and it's also like when you're with someone in a room, like, this is why I could always tell reality shows were contrived, is they would sit there and say, like, if Paige and I were in a room right now, and sure, we realize there's a cameraman there, but I wouldn't say, Paige, I asked you here today because I wanted to tell you, Paige, that I, and you'd say, what is it, Matt Man?
What's wrong, Matt
Man? You would say you, and I would say me, and I would say I, and you would say I. You wouldn't be talking to anybody, and Paige would be sighing with orgasm.
What's wrong right now?
What do you have to say? Your place for mine.
How are you feeling, Matt Man?
You know, they got to kill to get out of this room. Only one can survive.
And
you make me sound like I'm a serial killer.
No, hang on. I'm almost there.
I feel like you're living in blissful paradise is what you're doing.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
Break it down. Live. I'm going to whisper so she doesn't know that we're back live. I think Paige had to go number two really hard.
She was making the noises at least.
She told me she needed 3 rolls of toilet paper. Well, if she doesn't hear the guess, I win them all by proxy. It's time to say, hey, famous people born on the 20th of August. Happy birthday.
Oh.
Suck it.
We should have had Mark record a suck it for us. We
always
could have him
can.
Suck it every once in a while.
Evidently, we got to go there at 10 so we get him to do it.
Yeah, I didn't tell me what to do. Take that off the podcast so there's no proof.
I did hear her say going number two feels good. Yeah. It's like really good.
Paige, you got them all wrong because you're not here.
Yeah, we done guessed them.
We haven't.
Okay.
Did everything come out okay?
Everything's
did you make it all in the toilet? Nah.
You didn't do the spit trick, did you?
Just kidding.
It's Demi Lovato's birthday. Good
where
looking
is she,
as hell.
Where's she? Very. Better... thicker, if that makes any sense.
Oh yeah,
I like her.
But she, where is she as far as? I'm not even going to say the M word right now. But like, where's her head at? There was a lot of breakdown. It felt like she was.
Yeah, I want to say she got married, but
to who?
I can't really register her fame. I don't know how she got famous.
She was on the talent show.
Maybe. Yeah, which one? Gong.
So was it just music?
I thought I don't.
Was it just music?
It's
or
music,
TV?
But then yeah, it turned into she was doing like paranormal stuff and like witch stuff, and then she said she came out as she was, asexual or binary or whatever.
Whichever one Wayne Brady is.
Ignorance. I don't know which one it is. I don't want to say ignorance, but that's I could look it up. It's more fun to just guess.
Yeah,
I don't really know that about her. But.
No, she got a lot of songs. Maybe she did start off in music.
She's great.
This is the only one I recognize from her. But after a while, like...
Unless she had drug issues.
When's the last time... Well, Katy Perry put out that one song everybody hated. I never even heard it. But no musicians usually put out good new music, right? Once they hit a certain level, they're like...
I don't know.
Well, it's hard to maintain. Like, how do you follow up that catalog?
Unless you're Taylor Swift.
And Christina Aguilera, I like her. She's got that
dude,
voice.
I saw her on something the other night. Like, God, who would have thought out of all those...
She filled out, man.
All those...
she got them DSLs going
what's
hardcore.
What's that song?
Genie in a bottle.
Nope.
No,
she
Weenie
did it
with
others singing. The other women were on there. Funo Juni, I wanna fire.
Oh, that was...
Funo Juni, I wanna fire.
That's from Moulin Rouge.
Yeah.
I forgot the name
what
of the song.
I don't know what I can't speak French.
Look at Demi Lovato's butt.
But I can kiss it. Demi Lovato, let's get this out of the way and say that this her name sounds like a restaurant that's very pricey.
Voulez-vous this is in GQ.
Garçon, table for two here at...
That's what you were saying.
Oh, you come to Demi Lovato.
God. How big that sucker is.
I'm going to say, I'll say 34.
I love being 42 and creepy.
42?
33, 33, Demi Lovato.
Of course she is.
I'm going to use her ass as a screensaver.
She's going to take a selfie and put a hand over her eyeball. If you know, you know, and I don't.
If you know.
Superman.
This is Superman.
Brandon Ralph.
No, it's not Superman. It is a Lois Lane. There's been a few Lois Lanes.
Oh, wow.
It's not the most recent one.
Nope. I'm trying to think who played her in between.
And it's not TV Lois Lane.
You know, it used to be so simple when they only made two versions of movies. You know, like they did Halloween 79 and then Halloween.
You got Rob Zombie's Halloween.
And then they would start just putting two, three. And now it's got to be, let me think of a good example. And I can't. Fantastic Four. Not three, Fantastic Four.
Yeah, you got to have Flamer in there.
Revenge of Magneto.
Ooh.
Wow. Oh, you're hitting at it maybe a crossover.
Well, I have no clue.
I think I saw her in Sunshine Cleaning. She was great in that. American Hustle, she was great in.
Give me the initials.
A.A. No, that's a
Arn Anderson.
Amy Adams.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
You have an A.A. meeting today.
Oh. Whoa. Mm-hmm.
At a local almost ran down church near you. It's usually where they happen.
You know, you would think that A.A. place should be nicer. It shouldn't feel like you go in there for an indie wrestling show. It seems very like VFW-ish. Dude, no offense.
I live near a community center, and it's always packed. I don't know what they do. Do they have meetings there? Do they have activities?
It's probably money laundering schemes.
It's got to be something. We have AA class coming up, second Tuesday of every month.
Why do you sound like Creepy Guy for that?
I want to hear.
That's what the AA.
I want to hear a big X to plug. Going to talk about going to it.
Hey, man. Hey. Going to the meeting, man.
Hey.
Hey,
Amy Adams is everyone who is a fan knows that she is the same age as Fat Boy, and that's 42.
I'll say 42.
Oh, she's a little bit older. Amy Adams is 51 years old.
Wow. How do you know? You messed me up.
She's older than me. I gotta see what she looks like now. I always want to do that live, but then nine times out of ten will either tell me their age or how much money they made last year.
You know, we talk about his hometown a lot. And I've never seen
Fred
this.
Durst.
Yeah, it is Fred Durst.
Well, that's.
I've never seen Fred on Cox. Have you?
Oh.
Has he been on Cox?
He's from the gas house.
I'm sure he has. I'm sure even Wes has been on Cox before. Matter of fact, with him, I'm sure.
I think they did together. I think they rode on it together.
Yeah.
Really?
You know, showing him his hometown.
What about DJ Lethal? I can't think of any other members of the
band. I know Sideburns, DJ. I can't. The drums and Sideburns drummer.
It's not the same. It's not the right one. Yeah. DJ Lethal?
Yeah, because DJ Homicide's in Sugar Ray. DJ Lethal, I believe, is in Limp Bizkit. But who's the drummer with the mutton chops?
Jazzy Jeff.
It might as well be at this point.
Hey. I'm going to say Fred, who, God bless it, I hate I didn't go to the show in Charlotte.
Wanted to go see that.
That seems like a freaking party.
Fun.
He gets it. He dresses up in his, you know, what you would have called Elton John for gay dressing like back in the 70s. Turns out you were right, but regardless, he dresses in character and...
made a lot of money.
54.
Oh my God. Fred Durst is 55 years old. I just realized I skipped a huge one.
Oh Lord.
Short Round's birthday.
Data?
From the Goonies. And Short Round in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
And he's on a new series that bunch of people told me they'd like. I'm like, you'd like it, dude. Data's in it. I'm like, I don't care if Chunk's in a movie right now. I'm not going to run and see it.
He won an Oscar for a few years ago. I don't remember for what.
Yeah. Man, so it's in between that. So I'm going to say.
Jonathan Kaquan.
In my best Mark Hendricks. So I'm going to say he's, I'm going to say 53. Yeah, sounds good. I like the guy.
Okay.
Good actor.
52.
The way he'd open his shirt and a punch would come out and hit you. I love it.
We were looking for 54 years old for Short Round.
Car 54, where you at?
This guy's been doing weather on the Today Show for years and years. He's been on this show a few times.
Oh, God, I can't think of it. Give me the initials.
AR. You got to be kidding me.
I'm spacing out. I just got a text from Mark. I was making sure he was not serious about the 10 a.m. meeting.
And
he
don't remind him.
Well, he, I was just telling you what caught me off guard there.
10 minutes.
AR.
He's so busy, he forgets.
Which, I have a close personal friend who's a lawyer, has 2 dozen of those. I will say...
That's a lot.
I don't know.
Al Roker.
Dang.
Al effing Roker. Wow.
Wow.
You didn't know it either. You're a fellow news person.
I'm laughing. No, he...
You know, Chris Justice is going to call him and say, oh, happy birthday, Cap.
CJ. Rapid fired pizza.
72 for William Perry. Fridge.
Okay.
That's the 70, way I do it.
73.
Al Roker is 71 years old today. We can't get to the good part of Nuki because we got to play for this fella, a legend, who won't play this song anymore, won't play any Zeppelin hits, because he said that's not what the band was about.
Oh, man.
Bobby, whatever that means.
Bobby Plant?
It is Robert Plant's birthday. God.
I love this song.
So I would love to ask him, like, do you want to do it all over again? Not different. Just do it all over again. Just to enjoy that first bit
He's
of ascension.
He's alluded to it, but, like, Jimmy Page was real, I don't know if the word's right, esoteric or...
Can you turn this up?
God, you got a lot of requests here lately.
Can you turn me on?
I'll give you this one.
Then you turn me loose.
How about that one?
That's what I was saying before I was interrupted, before this bitch jumped right in.
I love that song.
That, he got real like... into seances and all kind of wanted to go record an album in Aleister Crowley's old mansion. Just like, I think that was a real, I mean, if you had your best buddy or whatever, let's say Sears and Roebuck, and then Mr. Sears started doing like Ouija boards and summoning demons and all this stuff.
What?
And damn, Roebuck over there, like, first off, I dream of having a city near Spartanburg named after me one day. Also, I don't want to hang out with you no more. I'm going to start my own catalog called Robux.
He loses his youngest son at the time. Then Bonham dies a few years after.
Well, that, you know,
yeah,
what?
That was bad. Cause they
and then Bonham, that was awful. Awful.
They had a run-in with Bill Graham, and they wouldn't play in San Francisco.
God. Superstar?
Cow Palace. So he's still alive, though.
Robert Plant, yeah.
Yeah, and he is...
Everybody's still alive.
81, and I do that in honor of Powdersville.
He's 77.
He is 77 years old. Paige knows. Connie Chung, real quick. That's Murray's wife.
She is his wife.
Just put a book out.
80.
She's not the mama.
One.
Not the mama. Oh, well. Connie Chung is 79 years old.
Why did they never do that show, Paige? Why was not? It the lack of equality for not women? You are not the mother? Why didn't they never do it?
Because they'd be ripping off dinosaurs. It's infringement.
Oh, that's true.
Isaac Hayes would Isaac Hayes would have been 83 years old today.
Say, everybody, have you seen my balls? They're big.
Salty and brown. If you ever need to quit, quit. Well, we can't do that based on the last email.
Ooh.
Dimebag Darrell would have been 59 years old today. Do not name your dog Dimebag Darrell. Thank you. That's a PSA. For all of you out there.
Paige has got issues with me. I told him my next donkey I'm going to name Cliff Burton. He said that is a bad idea to do.
Don't name your animals after bands.
Well, I got a chicken named Randy Roach. Who cares?
You name your donkey Badonkadonk.
Quasimoto. That's a good name. Wait, what'd she say?
Some gloriousness.
She'll drop it every now and then when she's not making organism noises.
Yeah, we never went back on that. Hold on, I wrote it down. 7:39 a.m. is when she did her orgasm sigh.
Uncle Orgasm Sigh. Oh, you be an Orgasm Sigh. Continue.
What was it that she said, though? Let's
work your back. Put your fingers down with that stupid trick that you were told.
Stupid. Oh, she said, why don't you name your your donkey Badonkadonk?
Oh, oh, that's good. God, listen to her killing it.
Paige loves my ass. She does.
I do.
She sent me a text yesterday. And she said, you know, I get so many D pictures all the time. Will you send me an ass picture today?
She wants to see some slot.
I do.
And then what was weird, though, is, you know, I send her pictures of Banjo, my donkey, you know. He'll smile, almost on command. Like, he's a little human-like. But then she said, make it wink at me. What? And I was like, what is that supposed to mean, Paige?
Make him name. What
the hell are you talking about?
Hey, is that thing Thursday or Friday?
Make him name.
The lady with the baby?
It is tomorrow.
Oh, it is tomorrow. Ooh. So tomorrow we got a woman who found out that her husband lied about an old family name that he wanted to name their baby that she's pregnant with. And she wants to figure out a way to get back at him in a fun little rivalry way.
Because she's not the mama.
No, she is the mama, but he lied about...
You name the kid Badonkadonk.
I give up with her. How do all your other coworkers at your dozen jobs deal with you? Jesus Christmas.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.